was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. Distant sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings. As the night rolls in on the rising tide, look beyond the shadows.
Resurrection Republic, Radio Podcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight. Thomas Maddox and the Red Amendment.
I'm here to give you guys a message. This message could save this nation. It's the answer. It's the truth. Unadulterated and untarnished by the years and by the school system. Stuff you're not taught in school. That in 1868, 11 states delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment. That 14th Amendment changed the jurisdiction of the Constitution forever. It changed it in a way that has been hidden from the American public and created in very much a secret constitution. When those delegates were forced out at gunpoint by the Union Army, they forced in a ratification of an amendment that was supposedly about slavery and freeing the slaves. That's not true. Just like legislation today, like the Patriot Act, is most certainly not about being a patriot. I can tell you right now that what it did was it created an unlawful government. President Johnson said at the time that it would make the law itself unlawful and create a de facto government. And that's exactly what it did. He was impeached, and by the way, acquitted. And you know what that means. Acquitted means he was right. So what is the 14th Amendment? Well, how is it done? What has it done? It took two words, person and citizen, redefined them as corporation, and also made us subject to the jurisdiction thereof. No involuntary servitude shall be made, but they didn't mention anything about voluntary servitude or what is known in England as serfdom, debt enslavement. You see, I came 2,500 miles to stand up for Clive and Bundy and the Bundy Ranch. It wasn't about cattle. It certainly was not about just the ranch. It was about a man who almost stepped out of time from the 1800s. Back from when the days of the Constitution was not tarnished or perverted by international bankers And you wonder why these politicians get away with doing all the things they do and not going to jail. It's called 14th Amendment jurisdiction, and it empowers the following jurisdictions: Obamacare, Roe v. Wade, the FBI, ATF, BLM, DEA, the IRS, the Federal Reserve. All of those jurisdictions, if you took the 14th Amendment and pulled it out, it'd all collapse. They'd have to be reorganized themselves and disarmed. We have a domestic standing army in this country now. And that's all 14th Amendment jurisdiction. There's only one way to stop it. Judge Lander H. Perez said so. And that is public awareness to be raised on a scale that enough people could stand up at the same time and do something. And that's why I came to Nevada. It's why I joined forces with Blaine Cooper and Third Watch. My name's Tom Lacovara Stewart, and my relatives were there in Fall River, Massachusetts, in Boston, back in those days. And I can tell you right now, we got to stand up for this. We have to stand up for liberty, and there's only one way we can do it, and that's with your help. You need to spread this message and spread this word. This is the truth. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Click on articles, and you'll see it right at the top. All of our research in one master article. The 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. We don't give you the poison fruit. We give you the tree. All these Second Amendment groups, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, we all need to get together and take out the one that usurped it all and gave us privileges in the place of rights. These are inalienable rights given to us by God, and I'm going to take them back.
And yeehaw! Welcome to the show. And we are on live with Thomas Maddox. He's been a friend and a brother for quite some time. And although I have been, by many different forces around there, pulled away from the subject matter that he stands by, which would be the Red Amendment, L.B. Bork's work, I have, after reconsidering this, decided that that may not have been such a great idea. So, Thomas, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy?
Well, I think that we are going to be talking tonight about some solutions, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir. It's time to get off the propaganda that we see all over the internet and start focusing on the solution like a freaking laser beam. Okay, we've been tossing around. Oh, look at Hillary. Oh, look at Trump. Oh, look at Obama. Oh, George Bush was bad. Oh, look at all these bad guys. That solves nothing. There's a remedy, and folks listening, get your pencil or pen out tonight, and you're going to want to write down some of this information you're going to hear because you've never heard it before. You may not remember it again. But there's a solution to our problem. These attorneys back in 1868 played a legal trick on the Americans in the true state nations of this country, and they converted them all to federal citizens, which puts them in a foreign jurisdiction. And in law, that's a bad thing. And all we have to do is look around and notice everything that's going haywire in this country. The IRS is out of control. They've armed these guys up with 12-gauge pump riot shotguns. That's not an American government. That's a communist form of government. The police states are all getting armed up with billions of dollars worth of military hardware. That's not an American government. That's a huge communist police state government. So, people, it's time to shift gears and move to the next level. We're no longer going to be talking about politics because it's dead. It's about a communist government. This whole political landscape is about a communist form of government that took over in 1868 with the 14th Amendment. And if you guys can, pull up the 14th Amendment and look at the first sentence. It says, all persons born in this country are now citizens of the United States. We've been trained all our life in school to think the United States covers the whole country. No, it covers the District of Columbia. So all persons born in the United States have a District of Columbia nationality, which is a legal lie. I wasn't born in the District of Columbia. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I was born in Texas on October 10th, 1956, in Pasadena, Get Down, Texas. So that's a lie, but everybody thinks, oh, it's a great thing to be a citizen of the United States. Well, it's greater than being a citizen of Mexico, but that ain't saying much. And we see people like Lavoie going out there and talking big, and he's going to go do something. What'd they do to Lavoie? He's a citizen of the United States. The guys that killed him got 2 weeks paid vacation.
Yes, sir.
That's not the way the American government works. If a public servant kills one of the people, they immediately go to jail and try to get bonded out. That's not happening today in America, folks. It's totally opposite. They're giving these guys 2 weeks paid vacation. They call it administrative leave, but let me tell you what. It ain't nothing like sitting your butt in jail. So, it's time to listen up. It's going to take some understanding in the law. It's going to take a textbook, and that textbook is called the Red Amendment. If you don't have the Red Amendment, you don't know what's going on. Believe me, you do not know what's going on. They've trained us from day one to watch the news. What does everybody do on Facebook and the Internet? They share the news. There's no remedy in the news.
None.
There's no remedy in talking about the news. That's controlled opposition is what that's called. It puts a seed in your mind that, oh my God, this government is corrupt. Look at here. Look, Bob. Look, Mary. This government is corrupt. There's no solution in looking at a corrupt government. You have to find out where they went off track. And like Tommy said, they created a new constitution with the 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are starting to read news articles from the day of when Lincoln came into the White House and all the way up to 1868, 1870. Found a clip the other day. Virginia was reinstated to the Union in 1870, and they were a new state in a new nation in 1870. What new nation and what new state in 1870? What are they talking about? They're talking about the 14th Amendment that was passed in 1868, which created a whole new federal citizen and a whole new monster federal government. We see that monster federal government today. And it's not good, folks.
No.
What they're doing, they're planning our demise. They're just waiting for some of you guys to get mad enough to where you start shooting. That's the worst thing you can do. What happened in Civil War when the South started shooting first? That gave the North the legal right to kill all of them. And I'm starting to understand that that might have been a plan. Why would the South attack the North when the North was twice as big, twice as wealthy? Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
So there's a lot of crazy things that happened back in the 1860s, and you don't know the truth about it. When Lincoln entered the White House, the United States Constitution left the other side. They threw it out. Lincoln was not the great emancipator.
No.
Lincoln was the great slave master. He hated blacks. He wanted to send them back to, I believe it was New Iberia. That was the, I saw this, somebody talking on this the other day.
Yes.
That was a new colony for the black people of the slave.
Yeah, he said that they would never be able to be integrated with the white society and all of that. And in this movie that they just had, the latest piece of propaganda, they had Abraham Lincoln sitting there on some sort of little trailer or whatever, and a black soldier came up and they were talking to him. That never would have happened in real life. A complete absolute total propaganda.
Oh, everything, Tommy, everything we think we know to be true and correct is pretty much a lie.
Yes, sir.
Once you get the Red Amendment book and you read it, you will totally go, wow, I have been so lied to. We don't want to get into the Civil War too much, but it was all confusing and converting this country from a republic to a democracy. We hear people in government every day. I heard our Texas governor and our Texas president, George Bush, and the governor, Rick Perry, both call this place a democracy. Right. I heard somebody yelling the other day. Who was that? Oh, it was one of the state representatives, Jonathan Stickland. Said, I get so mad when I hear our republic called a democracy. I got on there and jumped his butt. I said, Representative Jonathan Stickland, the 14th Amendment converted us to a democracy.
Yep.
All your colleagues are telling you this is a democracy. All the founding fathers told you democracy sucked. So what's up, dude? Are you that thick that you don't get that the president's and your governor of your own state are calling this place a democracy? And I told him also, they're letting everybody vote, just like a democracy. America wasn't founded on letting everybody vote. If you read the Federalist Papers, you know who's supposed to vote. The landowners, people that were tied to the land. So if any taxes were raised, it was going to be on those guys. We've totally missed the boat. We have been so filled with meaningless information that our brain can't compute all this stuff that's supposed to be. That makes us a republic different from a democracy when not everybody votes.
Hey, you know, my friend, I even believe that McCarthyism, remember the McCarthy era, McCarthy went after a lot of people who were actually communists, but what he also did was he also went after a lot of people who weren't. Turned it kind of into a witch hunt. You know, I have a theory about that, a real short theory, and that is that I believe that what they did in hunting for the communists back then in the 50s was so outrageous that what it did was turn people off to actually really stopping communism to begin with. Everything has been controlled by them.
Yeah, controlled opposition. That's exactly what it is.
How do you lead it?
Yeah.
How do you control the opposition? You lead it.
Yeah. They have teams of COINTELPRO agents all over the internet, all over the news. They're watching these people and making sure they say the right thing.
Yeah.
The script that's written months in advance. We don't realize what we're seeing and watching on the news is part of what's called Hegelian dialectic.
Yes, sir.
Look that up and study it. If you ever share another news article, you're working for the Hegelian dialectic. That's spelled H-E-G-E-L-I-A-N dialectic. Look that up, study it. What they do is they plan your demise through propaganda. And news is nothing but propaganda. Do y'all know what Thomas Jefferson said about news? The man that reads nothing is smarter than the man that reads nothing but news papers.
Wow.
There's I really believe that today because I see people full of this news crap. You can't tell them anything else. You can't tell them, hey, that's meaningless. Those news articles, I've got a friend, she shares... you know, smart lady. She shares news article. I said, Eve, there's no solution in sharing news articles. She keeps sharing it. There's no solution in that. There's a solution in the law for us to restore our country. I heard Barack Obama say something a while back. I don't remember where. I think it was a YouTube video or a news conference. He said, Americans have leaned on the federal government for almost 200 years for their support. You know what he's talking about? You're talking about people that don't understand the 14th Amendment made them federal slaves.
Yeah.
And that they have leaned on the government for Social Security, all these other handouts, food stamps, you name it. Everybody that walks in the door of my business is on some kind of federal welfare.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about. He said something to the effect that Americans can't make it on their own. They depend too much on the federal government. I don't depend on them for a damn thing. I'm no longer a citizen of the United States. I expatriated. I corrected my nationality to that of a true Texan. And this is something that a lot of people don't even realize. They're not members of their true state nation. They're citizens of the United States foreign government with a socialist security number that puts them in a socialist form of government that allows this federal government to do anything they want. And that's something we'll probably talk about later on in future shows. It's deep, but people need to start reading this book called The Red Amendment. There's no way we can explain in 100 shows the importance of this book. This book restores the American republics, all 50 of them. If you see anybody out there talking about the republic, there's no such thing. There's 50 republics.
No, yeah, that's a good point. There's 50 republics, and there is the Union.
So when you see somebody talking about restoring the American republic, they don't know what they're talking about. There's 50 American republics. And they're all sovereign nations. They're still in place, but everybody in these state nation republics are citizens of the United States. They're foreigners within the state nations. It's so insane when you understand everything in the Red Amendment. You don't have to understand everything. First time I read it, I didn't understand everything. The second time I read it, I didn't. I'm on my third time reading it now. There's so much knowledge in it. But a citizen of the United States has a D.C. nationality. They have a socialist security number. They're from a foreign form of government. I've got a court case from 1972 where the judge says this government is no longer founded under Jefferson and Adams. It's more in the Russian form. What's the Russian form?
Soviet communism.
It's communism. I can post that on your page, or we can share that with everybody.
Yes,
these
sir.
Judges all but telling us, take your country back. You've submitted to a communist form of government. But nobody knows the law because it's not cool to read the law, right? If it takes reading the law to take your country back, people, it's time to start reading the law and put these news articles down, because they're not going to do anything but, like Thomas Jefferson said, make you dumb. They actually will make you go in a direction that the government wants you to go in. I've seen people get upset over some of these articles online, and they're like, oh my God, they're coming to get us. No, they're not. They're just making you think they're coming to get you. And all this Muslim and Islam stuff, I ask
you,
have you seen a Muslim or an Islamist at the gun range? Have you seen these people buying ammo? Oh man, their stuff gets dropped in by a helicopter. Bullshit. People, it's all planned opposition. All this Muslim and Islam stuff. There might be a few bad ones over here, but let me tell you what. There's 80 million guns in Texas. We're not worried about a few people with guns from a foreign country, okay? And I'm sure there's that many in your state, too, or a tenth of as many. So, guys, don't let this boogeyman stuff scare you. It's like when you're a kid. Hey, there's a booger man under the dresser. Don't get out of the bed. That's what they're doing in the news. That's exactly what they're doing in the news. Hey, there's a boogeyman over there. He's got a towel on his head. And he might have an AR-15. And he might have a He might have a suitcase bomb. Hey, people, your government has 2,000 nuclear warheads. Wake the hell up. These are going to be the people that kill you. It's going to be your government if you don't wake up.
They've been doing it.
Yeah, they're killing people left and right. The police killed somewhere between 1,500 and 3,000 last year. We can't get a number on it because they're not listening to everybody. They didn't list the 9 Texans that got killed over here in May of 2015 in Waco, Texas. They're on nobody's list as being killed by cops, and every one of them were killed by cops, and 20 more Texans were shot by cops that day. Hey, that didn't make the national news, people. I think they killed more people that day in Texas than any terrorist is killed in Texas ever. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because 9/11 was an inside job. Y'all know that, right? We don't even want to go there because everybody in the know knows that was an inside job by the U.S. government.
No, not only the U.S. government. This is a world movement. It started in Great Britain, and it spread. Now you have the Vatican, the Pope, you have a Marxist in the papacy. You have communitarianism rising out of the UK. I believe it was a faction of all intelligence agencies, Saudi Arabia, MI6, the Mossad, and the CIA. All of them are all working together to bring about world communism. The 14th Amendment is what happened here. But the same thing has been happening in other countries. It's not just here. It's everywhere. That's a fact.
Tommy, it's all BS. It's not even happening.
What I'm saying is it's happening.
Listen, I don't believe anything unless I put my hand on it, okay? Because we talked to many of these... agents lying, Sandy Hook, 9/11, on and on.
What I'm saying is the same thing that happened here happened in these other countries. They're all pushing the same agenda. Like the 14th Amendment happened here. A very similar thing happened in the UK. Similar thing has happened in all of these other controlled central banking run other nations. It's all part of the end game. So what you have here in the United States, all I'm saying is, has been happening in other countries.
Yeah, well, it's Reconstruction, just like they did in our country in the Reconstruction Act of 1867. They're reconstructing countries, but they're not passing any acts. They're just going over there and kicking ass.
Yes.
We're going to reconstruct your country to our form of what we want.
Yep.
They're not going over there to give anybody freedom, or they might be giving them democracy. Because that's what we're under right now. And I'm here to tell you it sucks. This democracy sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And we were never supposed to be a democracy. But everybody thinks we're supposed to be a democracy, which is totally insane.
I agree with you there.
We've been converted because we haven't paid attention to the law.
All right, we got to go to break, brother. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. With Thomas Maddox on the Red Amendment, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
On RBN. This in from Thomas Maddox. The America once extolled as the voice of liberty heard around the world no longer is cast in the image which Jefferson and Madison designed, but more in the Russian image. Chief Justice Douglas in Laird v. Tatum. Man, that's a good quote. We have a caller on the line, a couple callers on the line. We have Russ in Alabama. Russ, you're on.
Yeah, howdy.
Hello,
so, I know that I'm familiar with the Red Amendment. I've got a copy of it. I just wanted to ask Mr. Maddox, I believe it is, can you just roughly outline what your expatriation or repatriation, whatever you want to call it, method was? What kind of papers, what kind of addressees You know, how did you do it?
Well, I paid the author of the Red Amendment to do my work for me, and it's a quite extensive set of paperwork and very well done. I can't really.
It takes a long time for them to mature.
I'm sorry?
And it takes a long time for all the paperwork to mature, doesn't it?
No. No. 30 to 45 days.
30 to 45 days. What's he charging nowadays?
I don't really know, but I paid $750 to have my work done, and I feel like I got a bargain. Let's put it this way. I never got a lawyer to do what he did for anywhere near the price. And I'm no longer a citizen of the United States. And I feel really, really good.
Was your new status certified by the U.S. Department of State?
Well, if you understand the Red Amendment and you understand what... How long have you been reading the book?
Oh, gosh, it was years ago.
Well, you might want to freshen up on it again, but in PACE, INPAIS means lawful documents certified mail outside the court, okay? This goes directly to the United States government, the President of the United States, the Secretary of State of the United States, and Attorney General of the United States, and the same in your home state. Goes to the governor, secretary of state, and attorney general, letting them know that you're no longer a part of this communist 14th Amendment government, that you are now a part of the true national government of your state, which is, by the way, no government right now because everybody's citizen of the United States. Everybody in the states are citizens of the United States, and there's people that want to argue that, no, I'm a citizen of my state. That's total crap.
Okay.
All citizens are citizens of the federal government. So,
are you aware of the methodology of Roger Stales?
Excuse me?
On sovereign2serf.com, there is an affidavit that untold numbers of people have used, and they send it directly to the Secretary of the State, U.S. Secretary of State, because the courts have ruled that he is the ultimate arbiter of citizenship status, and so these people who have unrebutted affidavits that you can see on sovereign2serf.com believe themselves to be U.S. nationals or the original state citizen. And a friend of mine, they did the FBI background check for him to buy a firearm, and they said, yeah, this guy's a U.S. national.
Okay, that's all bogus. That's all bogus info. There's no such thing. When you're a national of your state, you're a state national. I'm a Texas national. I'm not a U.S. national, okay? When you're back in the Republican form of government, you're back in one of the true 50 republics as founded by the founding fathers, okay? All state nations were republics. Republic is just another word for country. It's a fancy word for country, okay? And believe me, 99.99% of this garbage on the internet is total 100% garbage. So if they're claiming claiming stateless, and the government will treat them as a stateless person, that's the same way as a citizen of the United States is treated.
Well, I think the point is that a U.S. national means that he is a member of one of the de jure several states. And as
no,
far
it doesn't.
As,
I'm telling you, it doesn't mean that. You must claim the state of your birth, mine being Texas. I am a Texas national. American nationals is mentioned in the U.S. Code, which is code for one of the 50 states' nationals, which there are 50 different nationalities in this country, and none of them are called U.S. nationals. They're all called state nationals, Texas national, Ohio national, Illinois national, Maine national, Oklahoma national. Got it?
Yes.
Okay, you need to read your book again so you'll understand this. That's a very important book, and you cannot read it one time. You cannot read it and BS around on the Internet and read this other misinformation, or you'll never get it. The book from A to Z is 100% in the law. It's a masterpiece. It's all about the law. And that's basically where you want to be. You want to be at law, not in law. And anybody using the word sovereign, run from them, because there's no such thing as a sovereign individual, okay?
Oh, sure. One thing you mentioned was the state of your birth. Now, how does that juxtapose with the state where you might currently domicile? I mean, you don't have to be a national of the state of your birth, do you?
You can be a national of any state you want to be.
Okay.
I prefer Texas. That's where I'm a fourth generation.
A lot of people might be going to Texas if they're talking secession.
My parent, that's crazy talk. What happened in 1860 when 10 southern states seceded? Hundreds of thousands died, men, women, and children. They burnt the South to the waterline. Nowadays, these Marxists in control, which were the Marxists in control back then, they have nuclear warheads. Think it's a good idea for one state to secede? No.
Yeah, they already threatened to make Texas a no-fly zone.
Yeah, yeah. That's a dead giveaway. Hey, don't do that, guys. Yeah, I'm telling everybody, don't listen to these secessionists. They're crazy. 10 states seceded in 1860. What happened? Hello? Hello, everybody. What happened? They took the southern states, and they've been under military control since.
Yep. Okay. And transferred that military authority to the northern states as well.
Yes. They enslaved all the states.
Without them even realizing it.
Yeah. And how can you tell this is not the original government? The founding fathers said no standing army shall be funded longer than 2 years. Hey, how long has this army been funded? Oh, about 150 years. They're not running on the original articles of the U.S. Constitution, which there's many people out there, and I'm not going to mention their names. I hope they're listening. They're talking about the original articles 1 through 7, how this government is supposed to run. That's how the government is supposed to run, with people of the several states, the state nationals. So yeah. There's no state nationals running anything right now, because everybody's citizens of the United States, and they're running off the 14th Amendment Constitution, which you can look up the 14th Amendment Annotated Constitution and go, wow, hey, there's another Constitution. And there sure is. Tommy did a good a video on YouTube about the secret Constitution, the 14th Amendment. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I had two thumbs up on that. There is a secret Constitution we weren't taught about.
Yes.
You know, I asked this constitutional lady. She's been studying the articles for 50 years. She's a court litigator in the federal court. And I asked her, I said, if the Second Amendment means what it says, how come we need a license?
There's the Supreme Court decision saying that it's illegal to take a constitutionally protected right, steal it from you, and sell it back to you under license.
Exactly.
That's right. And
exactly. Hold on. You know who that's for? For the people of the several states only. And that's the state nationals.
Yes.
Not the citizen of the United States in the socialist, communist, Marxist, quasi-14th Amendment government.
Lincoln was in direct communication with good old Carl. You know that, right?
When you read these cases, you need to understand they're talking about the people of the several states, or they're talking about the citizen of the United States. And most of these cases were before 1868 and the 14th Amendment. So check those dates. If they're pre-14th Amendment, pre-1868, they're talking about the people of the several states.
If it's right, right now. What would you do if you needed a passport?
Look, that question's been asked to me 100 times. Why do people all of a sudden want to travel out of the greatest country on planet Earth? We got the Grand Canyon. We got the West Coast, East Coast, the north border, the southern border, Big Bend of Texas. I went out there for my first time in 2008. I was totally freaked out. I'd never seen Big Bend, Texas before. I don't need to go anywhere else. What's the big rush to go somewhere all of a sudden needing a freaking passport? I don't get that.
Well, but we need to fix this place, that's for sure. But there is talk of needing a passport to go from state to state.
No, that's misinformation. The states have had a treaty between each other since the founding of this country, okay? So that's misinformation.
Well, these are no longer those states, though. Now they're incorporated, and the bylaws could change.
Okay. Hey, I'm telling you, that's all bullshit, okay? 100% bullshit. So. It is. All you need is a passport to leave the country. I ain't leaving the country. I damn sure ain't getting on a plane and let some TSA pervert frisk me. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to submit myself to that kind of bullshit.
I put myself on my own no-fly list.
And all these people that have submitted themselves to those TSA agents, shame on you.
Yes, it's indignant. I'm sure a million people have also asked you what you do about driving.
Well, or the people traveling. Of the several states need no licenses. All their unalienable rights are restored as soon as their state nationality is restored upon expatriation in 30 to 45 days.
Now, so, Mr. Bork's process gives due notification.
No amount of paperwork is going to stop a bullet. No amount of paperwork is going to stop a crazy man from killing you. So, you know, I haven't had a license or any licenses since 2013, and I'm not about to get one. You know, if they shoot me and kill me, a criminal cop, they're going to shoot and kill me, no matter whether I'm a citizen of the United States or Texas national.
I tell you what, I got one thing to say about this. If the people of Germany would have, at a certain point, refused to hand over their papers, if the people of Russia, at a certain point, would have refused to be licensed for every lawful activity, the Soviet Bolshevik totalitarian regime never would have gained a foothold. The people of the United States of America have been brainwashed to believe that these processes, which grant you permission to do things that you have a God-given right to do, and they call this law-abiding. I've had my personal friends, people who I love with all my heart, who talk to me about going to get their concealed carry permit. Their permit. Who in the hell is permitting you to do what?
Oh, by the way, I'm the same resident in Alabama that talked to you Sunday afternoon.
It's a pleasure to have you call in.
Yeah. We were talking about the 10 antique copies I had of the original 13th Amendment.
Yes, sir. Remember the
anyway.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you then. It's a good thing to have you on today.
Well, does the L.B. Bork's process give, is it the kind that you can duplicate and use as notification to the various jurisdictions that you may be traveling through so they're on notice and they will know to put a flag on your don't pull this guy over, you know, on your license tag?
You need to talk with L.B. Bork about that, but there are several things that he does as far as getting you plates for your car and a state national identification card. All this is recorded with the state government. You know, if you go from state to state, you might want to notify the Secretary of State of that next state that you'll be traveling in their country, and just to let them know, you know, while you're in, say, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Arizona, whatever, that you'll be traveling through their country, and that you're I can't remember what state you said you're in, but whatever state you're in, you're that state.
Bama.
I'm sorry?
Bama.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Great. I wish everybody in Alabama would start taking a look at this 14th Amendment. With a lot of good CSA people over that way, a lot of good people over that way that they still stand up for the South. And that's all it's about, is standing up and understanding the knowledge that's there in this Red Amendment. We can restore our country without firing a shot. We can restore our country without using one threat word. I haven't used one threat word since I started reading this book 2 years ago. I understood it's not about threats. It's not about how big of arms you have. It's not how many arms you have. How smart you are today. How smart are you today? Are you smart enough to read a news article and go, hey, they're coming to kill me. Hey, there's a Muslim coming to get me. That's all bullshit. It's how, who has the best information wins the game. I heard this 20-something years ago before the internet. They were talking about the information age. It's who has the best information in the upcoming age will win this information war. And people that are reading this news crap all over Facebook and this propaganda crap, I look at it and shake my head. Guys, when are y'all going to stop doing that and start reading knowledge? It's all about knowledge.
Even the so-called pro-patriot information that calls the United States a country and talks about your Second Amendment rights, and there is no piece of paper that gave me or took or can take away anything from me. God gave me my right to live off the land. God gave me my right to protect myself, and by God, I'm going to stand for the rights that come to Him.
I've got a court case I'll share with you, Tommy. It's by a judge in 1833. He said, how many people out there say, I have a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms? That's bullshit, okay? The U.S. Constitution was designed for the United States government, for themselves, for their government, in the District of Columbia, and not for the states. The states have their own constitution. This is what the judge says in 1833. So how many of you people have a Second Amendment right? That's because you're a citizen of the United States foreign government.
Yeah.
You have a privileged right under the 14th Amendment, and it says that right in the 14th Amendment.
I was on a ride back from Oregon. I took a ride back on a bus, right? And I was at a bus station. We were stuck for several hours in the snow. And I was talking to a man who was extremely intelligent, and he loved the Constitution, and he loved America. He loved the country, he called it. And after speaking with him about the Bill of Rights and about his love for the Constitution and the American government, he then informed me, he said, you never even realized I was a communist, did you? And I said, but of course I did. You're a citizen of the United States. And he smiled at me and he said, you are the first man who has looked me in the eye and gotten it.
Wow. Yep, there's not many people out there that realize a citizen of the United States is a citizen of a communist government, because we've been brainwashed all our lives. Man, I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm a member of the greatest country on earth.
Thomas,
the United States is not
Thomas,
a free country.
Thomas, I have to ask you to do me a favor. We're on a broadcast network, and we can't cuss on the network. We're broadcast.
Did I cuss?
We're on radio stations, brother. We'll get fined.
Okay, well, don't do that then.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
By the way, I've never heard you before, Mr. Maddox. So I'll be attentive when you give out your contact info or website or what have you.
I don't have a website. I'm just a guy on Facebook.
Well, let me tell you something. He's got a website now. It's called Resurrect the Republic, and we're going to be putting a section on Resurrect the Republic specifically for Thomas Maddox and his his commentary. As a matter of fact, I invited him earlier tonight. We're putting together a team of co-hosts for Resurrect the Republic, and I've extended him an invitation to consider being one of our co-hosts on Resurrect the Republic. So keep an eye out on ResurrectTheRepublic.com. You all know that we're going to be revamping our site, and we hope for Thomas Maddox to be a big part of that.
I want to read this court case from 1833 where the
Supreme Court
Justice states that the U.S. Constitution is only for the District of Columbia. So how can anybody have a Second Amendment right? Do we have time to read it before the break?
We have 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. The Constitution was ordained and established by the people of the United States for themselves, for their own government, and not for the government of the individual state. Each state established a constitution for itself, and in that constitution provided such limitations and restrictions on the powers of its particular government as its judgment dictated. The people of the United States framed such a government for the United States as they supposed best adapted to their situation and best calculated to promote their interests. The powers they conferred on this government were to be exercised by itself. And the limitations on power, if expressed in general terms, are naturally, and we think necessarily, applicable to the government created by the instrument. They are limitations of power granted in the instrument itself, not of distinct governments framed by different persons and for different purposes. Had the framers of these amendments intended them to be limitations on the powers of the state governments, they would have imitated the framers of the original Constitution and have expressed that the intention had Congress engaged in the extraordinary occupation of improving the Constitution of the several states by affording the people additional protection from the exercise of the power by their own governments in matters which concerned themselves alone. They would have declared this purpose in plain and intelligible language. Chief Justice Marshall and Barron v. City, the Mayor and City Council of Baltimore, 1833. So right there you understand the United States government is for the United States government and their constitution only. So why do people run around saying they have a Second Amendment? Because they were all converted to 14th Amendment citizens of the United States foreign government with the 14th Amendment. Nobody is a state citizen. Nobody is a state national unless they have gone through the expatriation process like I have. So we've got a lot of work to do in this country, people, to wake everybody up to, hey, you have a foreign nationality, and it's not a good one.
Yes, sir. Hey, here's some news for you, Thomas. We got some more callers on the line. Callers, we're going to be getting to you just at the end of the beginning of the next segment. But here's a little piece of information. Welcome, New Columbia. D.C. drafts a 51st state constitution. D.C. is looking to become a state. They're admitting that they are only a federal jurisdiction. It's a corporation. It's pretty interesting. I'll send this over to you. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast with Thomas Maddox on the Red Amendment. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.